This book is full of blessing that belongs to you. You may not be acting on it. You may not be believing it. You may not be receiving it, but you could be.
Understand the blessing that God has prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Join Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as she continues her teaching on God's master plan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about walking in the wisdom of God, the blessing of God, the faith of God. We're going to talk about that some this week too. We want to do what God's told us to do. We want to know and do what He says do with our lives. He has a plan for us. He's got a calling. He's got something for us to do. And with the wisdom of God, we can walk it out. So if you think you've not ever done what you're supposed to do, maybe you had a desire in your heart earlier in your life and it never came to pass, well, don't quit on it. Just find out, Lord, was that you or was that me? Is that the will of God for me? And if you keep getting that impression, you pray for wisdom and you ask Him to show you what to do, because the important thing in our lives is that we fulfill the call that God has on our lives. Not everybody's called to preach, but everybody's called. Hallelujah. We're all called to walk in the love of God. We're all called to walk by faith. We're all called to serve one another. So there are things that we are called to do and to find life and the goodness of life and the best that life has to offer. It is in the middle of the will of God for your life. Now, we're talking about wisdom and we're talking about God's master plan. I'll read our verse in Ephesians again. In Ephesians, we're talking about how to walk and live in the master plan, fulfilling the plan that God has for us, God's master plan for your life. You can still fulfill that plan. You may have turned it down for years and years, but you can still make a turn. Just repent and ask the Lord to show you. Say, show me, Lord, what to do, how to do that. You know, a lot of people know what the Lord's called them to do, but they let fear or they let natural circumstances or whatever. You don't wait until everything comes together and then you go follow the plan. When the Lord tells you something to do in your life and He reveals to you, this is what I want you to do, you take the next step. You can always take the next step. And that's what we do next. We take the next step and then we take the next step and the next step. How do I know? Because I've been walking in the plan for over 40 years and I've learned a few things. And every step gets better and better. To the scripture says, to the brighter and the shinier day, the shining path leads to blessing. God's will is the blessed, best place for you. So let's look at the scripture in Ephesians 2. And it says, let's look at verse 8. For God saved you by His special favor when you believed. When we were born again, we were saved, made righteous, made whole, blessed by the very favor of God. Everything, really, we need in this life, including spiritual things, natural things, belongs to us in Christ Jesus. Because the blessing, it's the blessing. You've heard Ken preach about the blessing. The blessing has come upon us through Christ Jesus. Well, if you look up and you study the blessing, you'll find that it covers everything good. And in the blessing, there's no curse. We can have life in the blessing without curse if we'll obey God and walk in the light of what He says is right. God saved you by His special favor when you believed, and you can't take credit for it. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of you can boast about it. It's just by mercy that we got born again and we came to the Lord. For we are God's masterpiece. We can't boast about it because we didn't make ourselves. We are God's masterpiece. He made us. We are, the Bible says, new creatures in Christ Jesus, or new creations in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God. That's the way it is in the master plan. So we are God's masterpiece, born anew. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Isn't that a marvelous scripture? That's the New Living Translation. So our plan, our idea, our teaching, our thought for these weeks has been that we are a masterpiece with a master plan. God's master plan for your life. You may have been turning down the master plan for a long time, but you're missing the best that God has for you. You may be young, and there may be several options open to you. You have a drawing toward the things of God or a certain thing, not necessarily the ministry, but sometimes the ministry. Maybe you don't know how to go about it or what to do, or maybe you've let fear come in. Just rebuke fear and say, Lord, show me. He'll tell you. He'll let you know. If you're not sure, just say, let me know that that is of you, and I'll do it. And then show me the next step to take. When, if you'll look in the scriptures, you'll see that God led the people that He had called. He led them. He told them what to do. They didn't always do it, but if they did it, they were blessed, and they fulfilled their plan. Hallelujah. So that's the way it is. We're God's masterpiece, and we have a master plan. We've been created anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things that He planned for us long ago. God has a plan for our lives, and it's a good plan. It's a blessing plan. I love to hear Ken preach on the blessing. It is so marvelous to hear the things that belong to us, and I can tell you that it comes to pass. It is true. We have been blessed when we started out. You know, Charles Capp says he was so poor he couldn't pay attention. Well, that's about where we were. We were so poor we couldn't pay attention, but we did pay attention. And we got born again, and then eventually we were filled with the Spirit, and then we began to hear the Word of God. That's what changed. That's what manifested the blessing in our lives. The blessing belonged to us from the beginning of our time with God. It belonged to us back there when we couldn't pay our bills. We didn't have money to do this or that or the other. Our needs weren't met in the prosperous, you know, in the natural realm. But the blessing belonged to us, but nothing happened until we began to hear about the blessing. And we began to hear about faith and how to receive the blessing. And we began to hear what we're supposed to do with the Word of God. I read the Word of God, but I had no revelation or light in it because I'd had no teaching. And you know, you read without the impression of the Holy Spirit, without the teaching of the Holy Spirit, you just read the Bible really in the light of whatever thing you've been taught, whatever religious teaching you've had. And until you realize and learn and have a revelation that it is God speaking to you, and you take it literally, and you take it literally, and faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, nothing happens. You don't have anything to really work with. Just information's not enough. If you don't receive it as revelation, information revelation, then faith's not there. But when you find out that the Word of God is written by the Spirit of God, and it's written for your teaching, your increase, your blessing, and that all these things belong to you in the Word of God, and that this book is full of blessing that belongs to you. You may not be acting on it. You may not be believing it. You may not be receiving it, but you could be. And so when we begin to hear that, we begin to increase. I mean, our income was below the poverty level when we began to hear about the Word of God. But now we've been in it for over 40 years, and we've been increasing. We've been increasing, increasing, increasing. You just can keep increasing. We are blessed to be a blessing. God blesses us, and we're enabled to bless other people. That's His plan. Blessing is His plan. Lack has never been God's plan. Lack was for people that wouldn't follow God's plan. When the children of Israel followed God's plan, they had plenty and abundance. They were fed supernaturally. They could live in the supernatural. They could live in the blessing of God. And when Israel followed God's plan, they did increase. They did live in the supernatural. We're that way. You know, you can be a Christian and just not believe anything except Jesus is Lord. And, of course, you're better off than believing nothing. But you can also believe whatever the Word says about prospering you, about blessing you, about living for God, about getting things right in your life and listening to your spirit and obeying what the Bible says. So it's up to us. It's our choice. We are, if we're born again, and if you're not born again, you just make Jesus the Lord of your life, give yourself to Him, and you'll be born over again. You'll look the same on the outside, but you won't be the same on the inside. You what happens to you is you get born over again, and you become a new creature in Christ Jesus, the Scripture says. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new, and all things are of God. Now, today, I want to read some things, and I've been trying to go here for a few days. In Proverbs 8, now Proverbs is a book of wisdom. Wisdom is written down in black and white in Proverbs. And I mean, you don't even have to have revelation. You can just read the words and see what God says to do. Take those steps and do it. You can see what God says you can have if you take those steps and do it. You can see what you'll get if you don't take the steps and do it. It's easy to understand. It's marvelous. If you've never spent any time, I would say it is the most enlightening book of the Scripture. After you know, you study the new birth and you've been born again, filled with the Spirit, Proverbs just tells you in black and white, this is the will of God. This is not the will of God. You don't have to have help to understand it or to misunderstand it. It's just there. And you can take your choice. If you want to prosper, Proverbs says do this. If you want to be well, Proverbs says do this. If you want to live in calamity, Proverbs says do this. Well, I take the choice. I take the good choices. So we're a masterpiece with a master plan. And I want to look at some more things from Proverbs. Now, I recommend that you study Proverbs over and over again. And if you've never spent time there, you can probably do more correcting in your life about more correction to bring you in the will of God for the way you behave day after day in this life than in any other book. Because Proverbs is not veiled. It just says, if you do this, this will happen. If you do this, this will happen. One is good, one is bad. You get to choose, and it's your choice. So it's a very, very valuable book. Now, we've studied quite a few scriptures in it. We looked in Proverbs 4, and we talked about the shining path. We're a masterpiece with a master plan. There's a shining path that God has for us to walk. It's our path. It's not made for anybody else. He's got something He wants us to do, a direction. He doesn't leave His children without a direction or a calling. It may not be to preach. You may be called to be a teacher, a school teacher. You may be called to be a businessman. You may be called to be a nurse, a doctor, whatever, a helper of some kind. You may be called to a certain thing, but God will show you the path for your life, and that is the shining path. And we want that path, and then we'll find the wisdom of God in the Word. Now, in chapter 8 in Proverbs, I'm going to read some today from there in the Amplified Bible. Does not skillful and godly wisdom cry out and understanding raise her voice on the top of the heights beside the way where the paths meet stands wisdom? and it's got in brackets skillful and godly wisdom. Where the paths meet, the wisdom cries out, godly wisdom cries out. Where the paths meet, in other words, where you've got to make a decision, it's the crossroads, wisdom cries out. At the gates, at the entrance of the town, at the coming in, at all the doors, she, wisdom, cries out. To you, O man, I call, and my voice is directed to the simple, to the sons of men. O you simple and thoughtless ones, understand prudence. Now, wisdom is saying, O you thoughtless ones, you simple ones, understand prudence, wisdom. You self-confident fools, be of an understanding heart. So wisdom is crying out at the paths where decisions made. The wisdom of God cries out in the Word of God, in our spirit. The wisdom of God tells us what to do. And it says for us to be of an understanding heart. Fools, it says, you self-confident fools in the Amplified. Be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak excellent and princely things, and the opening of my lips shall be for right things. For my mouth, wisdom's mouth, utters truth. Wrongdoing is detestable to wisdom and loathsome to my lips. Verse 8 says, all the words of my mouth are righteous. All of wisdom's words are righteous, upright, and in right standing with God. There's nothing contrary or crooked to them in them. They are all plain to him who understands and opens his heart. All these words here in Proverbs are plain. You don't have to have help. You can understand it. They're plain. If you'll open your heart and write to those who find knowledge and live by it. Receive, wisdom saying this, receive my instruction in preference to striving for silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. Now, we're going to come back to that scripture in a moment, so don't forget that. For skillful and godly wisdom is better than rubies or pearls, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom from God, make prudence my dwelling place, and I find out knowledge and discretion. The reverent fear and worshipful awe of the Lord includes the hatred of evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, perverted and twisted speech. So the Lord, he doesn't like perverted speech. He doesn't like twisted speech. Wisdom doesn't have twisted speech. You know, today we live in an age of cursing. I've lived long enough to remember when men didn't curse in front of women. Those things didn't happen. Men, you wouldn't be walking down the street and hear just blasphemous curses like happen now. You know, the scripture says, he who loved cursing, let him wear it like a garment. So those who love to curse are going to get to wear it. Now, if you're in a habit, you can be, you know, you can just be raised among people who curse and talk bad, and you can pick it up just as a way of expression. I find some people cannot express themselves without cursing. That's their whole language. That's how you understand what they're saying and what they're wanting by the way they curse. That is not us. Now, the scripture says, if you love cursing, you can just wear it like a garment. No, not us. We're going to speak right words. We're going to speak good words. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord, the reverent and worshipful awe of the Lord includes the hatred of evil. We hate the evil way. We hate the cursing way. We despise the curse of evil that's in the earth. We don't have anything to do with that. We don't want it. Pride, arrogance. We don't have it. We don't want pride. We don't want arrogance. Perverted and twisted speech, wisdom says, it hates. We mean what we say. We say what we mean. And you have to watch that because slang will bring a curse on you. I don't mean foul talk, but I mean the thing that goes around, the words that go around, like, what is it I'm thinking about? That just blows me away. That was something that came out some years ago, and everybody said that little phrase. It seems so harmless. That means that's just so great. You know, I can hardly believe it. But it says, that just blows me away. Well, I heard Jerry Savelle saying one day that the Lord dealt with him about that phrase. This is like years ago when people said that a lot, including me. And he told him to quit saying that. So I thought, well, that sounds good to me. I'll just quit saying it. Within just a few weeks of that time, I was in a convention center in Tallahassee, Florida. I was speaking that day in healing school. And there was a storm, a tornado that hit just outside town. And it came from there to the convention center, and we were in there. I was preaching. I was just up here preaching. And all of a sudden, I saw that there's rain. We heard a loud noise, but you know, in a convention center, you don't pay attention to the storms that are outside. You know, you're secure, you're blessed, and you're dry and all that. So here I am preaching, and rain got on my Bible. I began to see that after a loud noise I heard, I saw that I was getting rain on my Bible. I looked up, and the roof, part of the roof was gone. A section of the roof was gone over my head. And it was raining. So they said there's been a tornado. The people there that ran the convention center, they came, got everybody out. They got us all into a room. Do you think those people went home? No, they wanted healing school. They lined up around the walls, and we preached for people and laid hands on them. The next day in the paper, now I'm talking about your words now. The next day in the paper, it showed where the tornado started and where it ended. It started outside of Tallahassee. It went straight to the convention center. And then when it hit there and we realized what it was, we rebuked it and we commanded it to get out. And it never went another place. I still have that paper today. It's fun to look at. But what my point is what if I hadn't quit saying that? What if I just kept saying, that just blows me away? You wouldn't think you'd have an opportunity to be blown away. You'd think that's just a slang, that's just a term, that doesn't mean anything. That had only been a few weeks that I had quit saying that on purpose. So that's the wisdom of God coming to us. When you hear things like that, be corrected. Change. Make a change in Jesus' name. I'll be right back.
Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal.
It's really enhanced the local church, really promoted its purpose. And we're doing a lot more outreach and soul winning now. The people have a greater confidence, so now they're reaching out to the community, both in street witnessing, but also in the marketplace, where they work and where they shop and what they do. People are being bolder to step out and talk to people as a result of, again, finding out that God has a plan, and part of that plan is for them to share their faith and to live their faith in a more public way.
Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for your life today.
You know, by ordering our curriculum, Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, you can lead a Bible study at your church. Maybe the Lord's put that on your heart and you never thought you could. But this is the way that you can have a part and affect in other people's life. You know, Teresa from Family Community Church wrote into us and she said the lesson plans were wonderfully laid out and so easy to use. I enjoyed having the DVD and interaction as a class that followed each session. The curriculum broke it down into very attainable goals. Number one, a life of faith is something that we could live as well. Number two, we have all of the tools that we need to live a Christian life. You know, I appreciate you, Teresa, for laying that out so clearly and how easy this curriculum is to use. I want to say happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Barbara Swisher. They're using this in her church. They're teaching it in West Virginia. So it's being taught all over the world, and you can order and get yours today. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for the master plan. Lord, I thank you that you're helping us today to connect. It starts today, connecting with your plan for our lives. I thank you, Lord, that today you make us sensitive to your voice. Lord, we ask you to show us and teach us and talk to us. We tune in our ear today, Lord, to hear your voice leading us, guiding us into that plan. We'll obey today and we'll obey tomorrow and we'll obey the next day. And Lord, by the end of the week, we're going to be right where you want us to be. You're so good, and your plan for us is so good. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I know that sounded simple, obey today and obey tomorrow, but that's exactly what you do to step into his plan. We have KCM offices in Canada, Australia, Europe, Africa, Eastern Europe, and in the United States. You know, we are here for you wherever you live. And if you need prayer, we have prayer ministers around the world that can pray with you. Just all you have to do is contact us. My parents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and all of our staff love you. We love our partners. So call us, contact us, send us your testimony, send us your prayer requests. We want to connect with you in a personal way, just like the Lord wants to connect with you on his master plan. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kelly Copeland Swisher reminding you today that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you, walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in Australia for these exciting victory campaigns in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales.
Awesome blessing. You come together in that unity and just to see this presence and see the face of Jesus.
Just to be within a stone's throw of where he's actually ministering, I'd recommend to anybody just come and check it out because it's a wonderful experience here.
Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre at the corner of Merivale and Glenelg Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland.
Coming into an atmosphere where there's people believing by faith and hearing the word, that you're able to easily just come under that presence with Jesus.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.